Preliminary test results show that some dead fish in the Lake Winnebago system were hit with a deadly virus, viral hemorrhagic septicemia. VHS was previously confirmed to be no closer than Lake Huron, but the DNR says the virus somehow leapfrogged to the inland lake, perhaps from a boat or bait hauled in from infected waters east of Wisconsin. DNR Regional Fisheries Coordinator George Borino says the goal now is to confine the virus to the Lake Winnebago area.
So what we did was develop posters to alert boaters, and, you know, including anglers and pleasure boaters, and we've posted these already on all the public accesses all the way around that system. So we're trying to get the word out very fast to boaters and anglers to help us not spread this disease.
Borino says, as with the Great Lakes and Mississippi River, the DNR is asking people who use the Lake Winnebago system not to move live fish or bait from those waters. The DNR also wants water drained from boats and trailers and to remove vegetation and mud. The news that VHS is apparently in the Lake Winnebago system bothers local anglers and tourism officials. Mike Schmall, the Fond du Lac Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, says fishing is usually a big draw.
There's numerous bait shops and numerous businesses that depend on the lake, and this is our summer leisure season when the boating season begins and when sport fishing begins.
Schmall says he hopes the effects of VHS on fish can be minimized by following the DNR's advice. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.